So as you all, as Othlo leaves, he had two potions on him, one of which he rubs into his skin and he becomes ethereal, and the other one allowing him to move exceptionally fast, and he fades through the floor, and you see his ghost-like body at this point dash into the woods very, very quickly, almost like a very fast-moving cloud in a way. You all are now headed wherever you choose to go from this point. Based on your information, you know that the Summer Queen, if she be in trouble, would be somewhere where seasons themselves are, yes, the Summer Lady, are misbehaving in and of themselves.
So I want to talk to the guards downstairs to see if there's any development in the story from the city since like we last left, because we'd never really talked about it.
We also sent a message, right? And we also told them to send a courier. Alphonse wrote a letter.
Yes, the courier left around first thing in the morning. Would have left it just before dawn, mm-hmm. when the courier would.
No, I want to ask if there's any intel about Summer's Hearth before we head in that direction. Like, what's going on now? If it's still happening, that kind of stuff.
Okay. As you get downstairs, there's a different guard on duty. They do work in large like amounts of shifts. Very rarely, you've not met the same person twice. He goes, Summer's Hearth. There was a bit of word come midday yesterday that to potentially limit any travelers that we could, because it's so frankly, they're experiencing a lot of just general trouble with between the weather and a couple of rogue elementals. They say unless there's major reason, we should try to dissuade people from heading north of Rockroot. Beyond there, they say it's all kinds of trouble. But it's not deathly trouble, it's just odd. And they've requested a few different Kingsguard to head that way to try and get these elementals under control. But I mean, frankly, it's weird, but it's not, I mean, I don't know, it's not like the apocalypse yet, at least.
Is there any other areas that are experiencing problems with these elementals?
Specifically with elementals? No, we haven't had any word of that. The general did move some men around far north of here. I know we had a few requests to go to Frostwatch, but nothing else with elementals or anything like that. But I mean, people get moved around often. The only people that seem to get a little bit of a break are those with kids, married, pregnant wife, pregnant husband. What?
Well, unfortunately, our king's business will take us in the way of Summer's Hearth. We hope that we'll be able to aid in whatever way that we can.
I'd just be extra careful of the weather. I mean, the King's Road is fairly safe all the time. We patrol. It's probably the most patrolled. But with so many head north to Frostwatch, we're doing like every other day instead of every day. It's just difficult to cover that much ground with so few people. And I mean, there's still the issues of, you know, your regular like robbers, giant bush creatures. Every now and then there's a wolf. It's just usual road dangers. I'd be on the lookout for that. You know, like always keep your camp dry, that kind of thing. Also, there's a special type of snake up near Lanternwood, and I would watch out for that. It looks like it's really small, but it's actually incredibly poisonous.
We'll be on the lookout. do Are the horses that we arrived on, are they still stabled in the yard, or were those sent back to Storm's Fall?
I think the courier took one out this morning, but he brought a different horse. They brought a different horse last night. You can check. I don't know which horse he took, if it was one of yours or one of the ones we already had stationed here, but I mean they're all Kingsguard bred, so they're good horses. Especially if you're not riding them to death. If you're just going like on a regular day trip, it's not too bad.
So I believe we'll be checking those out if that's all right with the watch.
Oh yeah, I mean you got permission, so it's cool. I know all the horses have been fed and watered today as well, and the tack and things are down there where they're supposed to be, if you know how to saddle them up and stuff.
Right. Well, thank you for your time.
That's just doing my job. Yeah. Right. And he kind of goes to doing stuff. Menial day work stuff.
All workers are important.
Yeah. I mean, he's essential, is what I would say.
His accent changed.
Did it? Great. No, it's consistent. It was completely consistent.
I loved it. I was fine, but then I looked up and I saw Kay was laughing too, and I just fucking lost it.
No, that's his accent. It didn't change. That's just his voice.
It's just the regional accent.
Yeah, the regional accent is just everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah. I was shooting for.
It was Irish. At first,
no, actually.
Right?
What were you shooting for?
What were you shooting for?
Was it? I don't know.
It started Irish. It turned Scottish, and then for some reason, it turned Australian.
Yeah, that's accurate.
And it was like, okay, all right, this is where we're going.
To be fair, I wanted to start Australian.
Okay.
You ended up.
That's your destination.
Yeah. So if you're headed to Frostwatch. You will have to. Nope.
Not that
you're headed
one.
To Summer's Hearth. That's north. Yeah. Yep.
We're headed north.
Headed to Summer's Hearth. Yeah. Headed north. Frostwatch is that way too. It's just further. Just you might stop forever before getting there. It's about 4 days by horse, traveling at a moderate speed. It would probably be 7 to 9 by foot if you were going, but the horse is actually. The King's what you've traveled on the King's Road is actually it's a lot quicker. It's much more well maintained than the Queen's Road and the West Road that you rode from. Actually, it's probably about the same as the West Road, which you rode from Storm's Fall to West Fork, because this is the like original main vein highway of the Northern Reaches, heading into the north. You all gather your things for the day. You go out to the small stable area and staging area that the Kingsguard outpost has. And you find that all four of your horses are there. And there is a different horse also. And one of the horse that was here when you got here is the one that was actually taken. So all four of the horses that you rode in the previous days are actually still in the stable. He was incredibly mistaken. He probably just knew the courier left with a horse. You have to saddle them and everything. They do look like they have been fed and brushed down and taken care of as horses should be. And after assembling your things and brushing them down and everything, you start to take the road north. First thing you do is you do pass through the city of Oak Hill, the actual city portion again. You've traveled through the center of town on your way out into the Kingswood before, but now you're going to head out the north end of town. As before, Oak Hill is just kind of like it's not even a city, it's a town. It's enough to have a mirror and a Kingsguard outpost, but it appears just like your regular edge of the forest kind of town. A few, maybe 200 people live here or something, including women, children, those old, feeble, anybody that can't work kind of things. There are a couple what appear to be minor farmsteads. A few people who are raising what appear to be a couple pigs, a few cows, and like one horse you see in a pasture. and you also had passed like the lumber woodsman's like hut and things, so there are a few people that do lumber and things as well. But as you head north on the King's Road, you do immediately notice, yeah, this is a pretty well maintained road. It's quite wide. There are a few, there are definitely more like markers and things that are well maintained compared to some of the like smaller roads that you've been on and traveled. There are actually distance markers. They're not like mile markers exactly or kilometer markers, but there are a few that like say like, oh, you know, like you notice they're mostly marking the way back to Oak Hill. It's like however far. And you are heading north based on what you've seen on a map, is you're actually headed towards a city called Axelbrake. From Oak Hill to Axelbrake it's a series of rolling hills, mostly. As you get out of the Storm's Basin, right along the base of the Stormrange Mountains, you hit some foothill level areas. And these rolling hills are dotted with batches of trees. Mostly these are to your east, on your right hand side, as on your west and your left hand side is at all times kind of just like present, is the entire mass of the Kingswood itself. Occasionally you see some wild fauna. There are white-tailed deer and some other like larger fauna. You don't see any necessarily predators this early in the morning or anything along those lines. There's plenty of birds, and it's kind of a pretty day today. There are a few, you do get attacked a couple times by just like a couple swarms of flies that are just kind of like just flying by, and you're riding your horses and you just kind of like for a second like one gets in your mouth. It's awful. Can I get a survival check from someone and a perception check from someone? Could be the same person, but
I can do perception.
Someone to be, yeah, someone in charge of natural danger, someone in charge of
I can do survival.
Human-y dangers.
18 on perception.
Great.
Survival is a 13.
Okay. As you travel somewhere just before midday, the hills kind of there's a close grouping of hills that you kind of have to pass. You're kind of passing in the lee of all of the hills, and the road takes a little bit of like a back and forth for a minute. The perception, Kay, you notice, or Alphonse, you notice off towards, as you kind of hit a switchback around this hill, off towards the main body of the Kingswood, you see a large stump. Not like large, like sequoia large like an oak, like an old oak stump. Probably big enough for like two people to sit on or something. But what you see is on top of this stump is a raccoon. And it is like absolutely like, it looks like it's reaching into the stump. You can see like one hand and it keeps pulling away from that, but it doesn't appear to be going anywhere. As you notice this and kind of point it out.
No, I'm Pilot. Not getting bit by the stupid snake that you set up. I'm not going in there.
Pilot, you note with your survival, this is a common way to trap a raccoon. You note that Alphonse pointing out, you say, oh, well, it's an old huntsman's trick to catch a raccoon. If you need to capture a raccoon to like train a hunting dog or something to track raccoons, what you end up doing is you hammer a few nails into a stump around something shiny, and the raccoon will reach in and grab the shiny, and when it closes its fist around it, it gets stuck in, hand in the cookie jar style.
Cool.
Something shiny though.
Alphonse is a raccoon, and raccoon yeah. trap would work on him.
Absolutely.
Let's keep riding.
Okay.
I kind of want to check it out, but I know priorities.
You can. It would take not an hour. It'd take a short amount of time. It's probably 40 yards away.
I look at Alphonse. I'm like, "What do you want it?"
No.
talisman need to eat? Call.
Do you believe him?
What?
Do you believe that Alphonse doesn't want the shiny thing?
That is not the Alphonse I have experienced.
Let me just, while we're riding, I'll send my bird over to just take a peek.
Okay. As you're riding, the owl kind of flies over and floats above, and the raccoon is definitely has his little paw gripped around something, is just trying to pull it out and is just being really stubborn about it. It's definitely trapped. It has definitely worked. You do not see any snakes.
What are you trying to do to us, Noah? I want my owl to get a little closer.
How close do you want your owl to get?
Like with out just outside of range, should the raccoon like fly? Yes.
Okay, so like within like 5 feet ish. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, the owl kind of lands and like bops up. The stump appears to be 1.5 feet tall, maybe 2 feet across. Make a perception check.
This is 11.
Yeah, raccoon is just tugging away. It looks like he's almost ripping its own arm off. You hear it make a few like raccoon noises. If you're listening as well as seeing, it's a little chittering. It does like back around in like circles, and it kind of sees the owl and like. Is that it? But nothing beyond that.
I think it's fine. Let's just leave it.
Yeah. What if it's really good treasure?
Yeah, Kayglow.
A hunter put in really good treasure to catch a raccoon.
Yeah. It could have just been like a copper piece for all we know.
Yeah, that's what we're talking
about. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Huntsmen need to eat.
Continue the dudes, and do you have your owl catch up, or is he just staring down the okay?
Hold on, which one is it?
Continuing north, the rest of the day is pretty uneventful. You pass like one group of people that appear to be traveling south. It looks like a small family, like a father, a mother, and two children, a small, like a young girl, and an even smaller baby of undefined gender. But they appear to be in, they're in like a, they're not even like a covered wagon, they have like a cart, and they're just headed south. Got stuff in the cart towards the, and you of course stop and have lunch at lunchtime, and toward the end of the day you see some lanterns on the horizon as the sun begins to set, and it appears to be the town of Axelbrake. As you come to town just at sunset, lanterns have been lit. There is no Kingsguard outpost here from what you can tell, or at least not like the one in Oak Hill. There are a few larger houses. One house that is, it's a tavern. They might have a room for rent. Just a few like minor comforts here. Perhaps they have like a market day or something. But you've reached another town for sure.
Make for the inn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You make for the inn. Outside is a sign. I wanted a better word for that. but the sign says Lily Petal, a public house. And inside it's fairly Spartan. There's a large hearth, a small bar, and two almost lunchroom style tables. Two long tables with four long benches. So it's not over much, but there's an innkeeper, and he's a fairly old man. I would say like over 60, but he looks still like strong and like hearty. He's got absolutely completely white hair. He's got like a little bit of sweat, like the hearth is a little too warm tonight, and maybe he's been just working. But he goes, "Oh, welcome in. I what can I do for you?"
Some food and lodgings would be nice.
Yeah. playing.
Yeah. We've got a pot of stew on in the back, and the four of you, I only have one room. It's got a couple bunks. It's got technically four beds, but I'm afraid you're going to be really cramped, he says, looking at Illicol.
I'm used to it.
Said, honestly, I've got a bedroll you could put down on the floor. You might be a little bit better. Yeah, for four meals in the room for the night, be two silver pieces.
Sounds good. Per person, or just in
total? Oh no, total. Okay. Could I get you some ales? Do you look like you've been on the road all day? Frankly, I can also you can draw water out back. I don't have any hot water or anything like that, but it's nice to wash your face after a day on the road, I know.
That would be great if you could have that sent up to the room, I guess. Or
it's right there. Oh. Like this building's actually, it looks like it's two stories, but it's really just a big attic. Gotcha. The room is right around the corner. I only have two.
I put two silver pieces on the counter.
Well, thank you.
I toss you one.
I'll get those bowls of stew right off. Name's Mark, by the way. If you need anything, let me know.
Oh, hi, Mark. Nice.
Good dude.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark. Oh,
hi, Mark.
He's going to be thrilled in 3 months when this comes out.
6 months when it comes out.
Mark, have you perhaps heard anything from Summer's Hearth or anywhere north from here? We've heard of some troubles.
I only hear what the Kingsguard say when they come through. Just there's been a little bit of trouble. Not honestly, I don't really care.
That's fair.
How often do the Kingsguard come through?
There's usually a patrol every day or every other day, depending on if they're coming from Oak Hill or Storm's Fall or further north. It just depends. I know we have one who lives in town technically, but he's on the road a lot, you know. King's money is good money, but King's work is hard work.
What did you
drinks say? Drinks like a sailor, too.
What did you say that the name of this inn was?
The,
Lily Petal?
Lily Public House?
Yeah, Lily Petal Public House.
And yeah. You described this, you described Mark as an older individual?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mark a vampire.
This is not news.
Would you like to ask him? No. I'm not going to ask him if he's a vampire. Anyway, it's fine.
Would you like to share with the class?
No, why? It's the joke. It's the joke.
Yeah, it's the Mark joke.
Mark's
he's an old vampire from the 1700s.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could I ask?
Get with it.
Could I ask him if he, within the last couple of days, seen someone with like the general description of what Evandra looked like? If she came by through here.
A young lady, dark hair. Yeah, kind of pretty. Yeah, she was through here.
Blonde hair.
Days ago. Yeah, blonde hair. Whatever color hair.
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 I don't really take notice since my wife died like 20 years ago.
Okay.
No. Oh my god.
No.
Lady like that came through a couple days ago. She got a meal midday. She came through actually. It's usually super slow, but strangers usually don't come through at the end of the day. Usually people time it to where they come through at night, like you do, or first thing in the morning. She was here midday.
Okay.
Rode rather fast too. She ate like honestly, like somebody's being followed. It was odd. Kind of jumpy one too.
That's a really weird thing to say. She ate like someone who's being followed.
Yeah.
Like she left no crumbs.
Yeah.
Well, at least we know she came this way, so that's good. Did she leave soon?
Yeah, she stayed for food. She didn't appear to have much of a pack on her. Her horse was looking tired as hell, if I had to be honest.
The record managed
to get a little bit of food and some water.
I mean, we're following her, but we're not the ones following her.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's fair. You look like you're on your own business, but I didn't think you were following her, if that matters.
We're just worried friends.
Okay. I'm going to go get that stew now.
Thank you.
Great.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
He does. He goes in the back. He comes out with four, like, wooden bowls of, like, I mean, it's pretty hearty stew. It appears to be venison. Big hunks of potato. Some mushroom. It appears to be cream-based. Does actually have enough seasoning, Alphonse. You do not have to add it. You actually are very satisfied with the amount of seasoning used in this stew.
Nice.
And he actually sets down a loaf of bread to go with the four of you and a little bread knife.
Nice. Is there anyone else in here?
There is not, actually. You're here just after sunset. As you eat, like, two people come in and sit down at the bar and, like, talking with them and have, like, a drink each, but they don't have any food. And that's really about it. It's not a very big town. And honestly, like, you guys are like, yeah, it's two silver pieces. It's better than cooking.
It's a stopover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like airport food?
I mean, it's good food, but honestly, like, Zixel could have made this, like, with a little bit of, if he had some, like, fresh venison or something. Not even that fresh of venison. A couple vegetables.
You made this?
I'm proficient.
Yeah, he's proficient. Like, it's nice to not cook, and it's nice to know that if it rains tonight, you're not going to get wet unless there's a leak in the roof kind of thing. But it's not, I mean, it's like staying at a motel overnight. It is not the best. There's going to be probably like a continental breakfast in the morning. Is there anything anybody wants to do before going to bed or sleeping for the night?
Turn over to the Zixel and be like, if you ever need fresh meat, I'll go hunt something for you.
Oh, thank you.
Why is it called a continental breakfast?
Alphonse, why do you need to know?
In my origins, we don't have such things.
In the UK, it originated in the mid-19th century. To the British, the continent refers to the countries of mainland Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a European breakfast.
No, it's not.
Describes the kind of breakfast you'd receive in places like France and the Mediterranean.
No,
it's continental. It's not
according
it's not,
to the according
it's
to the
literally
UK.
not a full English is the idea.
Mm. Oh, okay. I feel like hotels have bastardized that term. When I think continental breakfast, I think rows of cereal boxes, cold hard-boiled eggs, reheated scrambled eggs, and some sloppy bacon. Anyway.
It's a lighter, more delicate alternative to the full English.
Okay, that makes sense.
I could go for a continental breakfast right now.
No.
You could drink some chocolate milk.
No.
Toast with jelly. But yeah, you all retire for the evening. It's a large room, but there are two sets of bunk beds in here, so like it's fairly crowded. There's like one table, but there's enough space for you all to sleep. You all sleep, get the benefits of a full rest, and wake up next morning. There is a continental breakfast. It's mostly just like toast and jam. It also has coffee and tea. Comes with the room. Don't have to worry about spending money on food.
2 silver, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Based on your knowledge of the region and having seen like some pretty detailed maps now, you know that it's probably a day to the city of Ivylee, and depending on like it's a long day to the city or the town. You could break it into 2 days where you would pass through Ivylee shortly after mid-morning tomorrow if you decide to camp out. You could take it a little easier today, or you could ride a little harder and try to make it, but you'll potentially, you'd have to have a good day, and you would make it after sunset if you chose to do that. So,
and then how many days from there to Summer's Hearth? Still 2 more days after that?
It would be another 2 days. You would go from the city of Ivylee to the city of Rockroot, and then from Rockroot to Summer's Hearth.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah. I'd say
is it a nice day?
It's currently, it's pretty overcast. It's bright, but like you cannot see sky. So it's not
a dark day. It's just
It's really like it could rain like at any point is the way you feel, but like, is it gonna? I don't know. That's like your general meteorology from stepping outside. It's fairly humid. It's a little cool. With the overcastness.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we'll just take it at a good pace. Try to make it, but if anything changes,
okay.
No.
Can I get a survival check and a perception check for the day?
Perception is a nat 20.
Okay. Nice.
Survival is a 18.
Okay. Both very good.
Get there ASAP, and then we could, like, if anything, we could take it easy the next day, right? Like,
yeah,
today's we'll go hard today, and if the distance between the next two cities is a nice gentler jaunt.
Yeah, like I think it would suck to like waste the potential of like having to like camp one night and then stay at that city. So if we make it to the city in 1 day, and then like if we have to camp twice rather than camp now, stay in the city, camp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we got good rolls out of it, so
even better. As you travel through the day, you do see a marker that says the equivalent of like a half day's travel to expect a fork for the city of Lanternwood. As you travel through the overcast day, it's fairly dreary. The perception and the survival checks both very high. The things you notice are the lack of things currently through this is animal activity is super low. There, you haven't seen nearly as many like birds, bugs, beasts, Battlestar Galactica, all those words starting with B.
Cats.
And as you travel in a few places, you notice where there has been some like light flash flooding recently, potentially with whatever rain has come out of these clouds, just some like real just muddy bits, but you navigate around them fairly well given your survival check. You do not have any horse get stuck, and probably around midday you actually see someone who is a cart with like one late middle-aged gentleman who has kind of like broken an axle on his wheel, essentially. It appears he got a little bit stuck. He's actually got a donkey pulling the cart, and he's managed to get the wheel off and is doing some like menial like repair, hopefully to just get it going again.
List trick in the book part 3 or
yeah
I want to help.
I do want to help. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Not as obvious a trick.
Yeah, if it's just one wheel. Like,
do you need a hand with that?
Well, I've about got it. But it's gonna be hard to get it back on dang axle. If you could, I mean, you look pretty strong. There's a few of us. Maybe we can manage to lift it back up, get it on there, and me and Betsy can be on our way.
Is that happy your to help. Friendly little donkey?
If you guys hop down, like Zix will just stay on the horse and just kind of keep an eye just in case.
Make a perception check.
Wait, I'm the one with the minus one in strength.
What, minus one?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh shit. That's an eight.
Okay.
Twiddling his thumbs.
It's pretty dreary. Like, you don't notice anything. It's this area is fairly flat. You've kind of moved out of the foothills a little bit. You can see the Kingswood is probably half a mile to your west, and there's a few like rocky outcroppings dotting the countryside here. Just like, I don't know, like 8 foot tall like rocks that are just kind of out and about. Appear to be some kind of quartz or something. Can I get a strength check from whoever is helping pick it up? Or a strength check with advantage if you want to assist, et cetera, et cetera.
I am holding a baby.
I'll assist.
Okay.
Nice. Good choice.
That would be a natural 20. Thank you for the advantage.
Really good.
Oh yeah.
Look, you just kind of bend over and just use it's. It really doesn't look like there's much in this cart, honestly, or at least it doesn't feel like it. And you just pretty much just deadlift it and straight up, and it's parallel. And he goes, "Well, geez, here we're gonna just stick this right on there," and slips right onto the axle. And he says, "All right, you can put it down. It's done. That was pretty damn impressive. Took me half a day to get the damn thing off."
Happy to help.
Looks back on. He goes, "Yeah, if you ever need, I probably can't pay you nearly enough, but if you ever," "I'm not even going to offer, honestly. You look like you make way more than I do."
Just stay safe.
You two strangers. It was nice to meet y'all. And he goes south with the cart and donkey. Just kind of ride along.
Is the donkey's name Betsy?
Yeah, the donkey's name was Betsy.
I love it.
That was around mid-afternoon. The sun starts to reach the horizon. You know, you do see a marker that says it's probably just a few more miles to Ivy League. But you do reach the fork in the road where it says there's a sign that says Lantern Wood and it's pointing. And you can actually see, you probably can't see, so it's a ways. But there are a couple like copses of trees along that way, and the road appears to go through them or towards them at least.
Have we heard of Lantern Wood or seen it on maps?
Make an intelligence check.
Not me.
I'll do it. Yeah, it's a 13.
Do you have proficiency in history?
Yes. Oh, it's plus 7. Then never mind.
I don't know. Your regular intelligence is just your
proficiency in history.
You can add the history proficiency bonus as well. In a little bit of your downtime, you've seen a couple books on like oddities of the Northern Reaches, and Lanternwood is one of them. You may have heard that like the heard or read or seen or something. That the reason why it's called Lanternwood is the forest outside of Lanternwood, in between Lanternwood and what is Arlenhold, I do believe, is the trees glow.
Arlenhold, like lanterns, that's a long a little way. Bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the road. There's a small forest, and here, hold on, let me show you guys.
Thank you.
Arlenhold so, is far.
This would be Lantern Wood. This is the wood. And then this is, I thought this was Arlenhold, but it might be Mackie.
No, that's Mackie. That's Mackie.
Yeah,
Mackie,
okay, then it's Mackie.
Yeah, going to Lantern Wood would be
that's out of our way.
Yeah. But you are at this fork here, and then you are actually headed up to Ivy League, which is right here.
Oh, yeah. It's even closer. Ivy Lee, spelt how? Like Ivy Lee?
Ivy Lee. Ivy Lee.
Okay.
The fork takes you, the way you're headed towards Ivy Lee, heads downhill a little bit into a bit of a lee or a valley. And closer to the Kingswood. much, much closer. Probably where about you can start to see a little bit of smoke and where it like near twilight. Like the sun is set, but it's just lit enough. You can see some smoke coming from the trees and things. You approach very close to the edge of the Kingswood, and the road actually travels just parallel. You all notice off to your west in the like shade of the trees, there's a large mass moving within the shadow of the near forest. Probably slightly larger than a horse, definitely taller.
Could I?
But it appears to be keeping pace with you all.
Could I try to make perception or something to see if I can see what it is, or should...
Have I noticed it with my roll?
Yeah, you all actually okay. Are
I can send
slightly
my
aware. It is not overly... It's not doing a good job at being exceptionally stealthy, I should say.
I'm going to speed up a little bit so I can gain on it just a bit to maybe see it better.
It's keeping pace with you as in yeah. The way yeah it's open. Probably 80 feet away into the trees.
Yeah, I'll send my bird a little closer to see if...
Okay, perception check for the bird.
Oh man, it hit my book. Can I get a reroll?
Is it landing face up?
Yeah,
it's
a one.
Yikes.
It's my book. Fairly dark. Bird's moving a little too quick. You don't get a good glimpse of it. It's just it's large. It's about the best you get. It must be a creature if it's moving.
Far away are we from Ivy Lee at this point?
You're probably an hour, maybe a little less than an hour away. Based on where you can place with smoke, you like close enough to see smoke from chimneys. You're not like a sprint away though.
If it's off dark, it's dark where it is over there, right?
Yeah, it's in the trees. It's very
could
dark.
Could I the if I were to use my dancing lights, could we see it?
We all have dark vision.
Would light it up more. Potentially, you would be able to see it better.
That's true. Yeah, we don't have dark vision to 80 feet out.
I mean, unless
and it's not. I mean, it's not dark. Dark now. It's like twilight in the shade of the trees. Though it's fairly dark. It's at least dark enough where this thing. It's a mass more than a creature currently.
Yeah, unless we like aggro it by doing that, I could send off the lights over there and maybe
I say do it. Just we're probably gonna fight it anyway if it's aggro
or if anything, I mean we could always just book it. We're on horses, right? So
do we want to,
if you want me to stealth and see what it is, I could.
What do you guys want? Do you want pilot to go stealth or just send my lights over? It's keeping pace with us anyway, so
yeah
I would say send your lights. I don't want Saf to get in combat when she's 80 feet away.
Okay, so I'll cast my dancing lights and just kind of send them off in its direction.
Okay, they do. You have to do them like 10 feet apart, so you can do up to technically you can only get that last one like 40 feet away.
It's
probably 80 feet. And it's 80 feet away.
Yeah,
One
has to be 10 feet away from you, 10 feet away from that, so it wouldn't be able to reach exactly.
Well, the lights. Oh, okay. Then forget about it. Or if anything, I can always cast them and have it go along with us, that if it comes out of the woods, we would see it well ahead of time before it comes to us. So let's just keep pace and have our lights there, and it loses that element of surprise if it does intend to jump out of the woods, because we'll see it.
Yeah, that's fair. So for the moment, is pretending to ignore it is what we're doing,
I guess.
I don't know if or ignoring it.
Paul is very tempted to just go up and see what it is and fight it.
How far away in terms of hours are we away from Ivy Lee? Like
less than one, or an hour, depending.
It's not gonna work.
What's not gonna work?
In my other sheet that I still use, I have light step. So I was gonna say if I use light step, I could easily travel between within the hour. Like, it takes an hour to fully come in, but I could like sneak to it while I'm traveling next to you guys in the forest.
Oh yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so you continue on. For about 15 minutes, it keeps pace with you, and then about 20 minutes, so like 5 minutes after it's keeping pace, suddenly out ahead of you, probably about 50 feet, running out of the woods, comes a woman with dark hair. Fairly tall, not like overly tall, but like also has like a picnic basket or a basket, not like perfectly picnic baskety, but a basket covered with cloth. Comes like sprinting out of the woods, to the extent that like gets whipped with like
branches,
thank you, and bramble and everything, and you can see like her clothes get pulled by brush and things. She like sprints out of the woods and 30 feet ahead of you, trips on a rock, I think. Well, let's see. No, she's all 19. She trips on a rock and very well recovers, like trips and like stumbles and like whips back around towards the forest and is just like breathing very, very hard. And looks and sees you all and like looks very panicked by there being a group of travelers, like unexpectedly, I guess, but also she looks frantic. She has she's kind of thin, dark hair, maybe pretty, I don't know, it depends on your tastes, I guess. Kind of a very angular nose, well, angular face, kind of sunken cheeks as well. But she's like freaking out. She's like, she's like 30 feet ahead of you that way.
No, how close is she to the figure?
If it's 40-ish feet from you, it's probably about 50 from her then.
Are you okay?
I was gathering mushrooms and there was a thing chasing and it's big and scary and I don't know what to do. I don't actually want to ask for help, because we should probably be going. And she like acts as she's gonna turn to like run down the lane
towards Ivy Lee.
Towards Ivy Lee, yeah.
Would you like to hop on my horse? We're headed that way.
Yeah, that would actually be really nice. And she starts to walk towards you and you hear a loud crash as this thing in the woods turns towards you all. Or decides to exit the woods, I should say.